You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Always great to have your company for Dwayne's World. We'll head back to your calls very shortly for an encore edition of Midday Madness. Dwayne's World for On Deck Business Loans. Funding possible the same business day. And that open line is brought to us by Werribee Kia. 1300 736 736 is the open line number. And the EV9 is available to test drive today at Werribee Kia. It's North Melbourne Membership Day. Good Friday Super Clash memberships, including best seats in the house and $5 donations to the Good Friday Appeal. You can head to Superclash or the oneword.com.au. Still on the Barclay Smokehouse lunch menu. Sammy Edmonds going to bring us the latest news, but North Melbourne star Nick Larkey's been good enough to join me right now to talk a little bit about North and goal kicking and his own form. Welcome to you, Nick. Great to have you on.
G'day, Dwayne. Good. Thanks for having us on, mate. It's good to chat to you.
It is good to chat to you. I do have to ask you straight up, how's your new mural of, or your painting of Gary Lyon laying back on the lounge just with the loincloth going, being fed grapes by Tim? Have you started that one yet?
I haven't started that one yet because there was a few extra ideas chucked in at the back end. I'm not sure if you want Bucks in there and Kano or yourself in there. Maybe I'm thinking less of just a Gary and more of a 3OW team now. So we'll get it happening at some stage. If you want to be painted yourself, Dwayne, I know you're a fan of my art.
So where do I go? Is it, it's Art Larky, is it? Or is it Lark Art? I've got it wrong.
It's a Lark Work.
Lark work.
I haven't actually uploaded something on there for a while, but it needs an upload. So maybe the SEN team. That could be a funny painting, actually. I'm a bit more passionate about that thought now, doing the whole team in there.
Well, you are more a mural guy, so couldn't you paint the whole side of the SEN building?
If you want, mate. How big's your budget?
Well, a giant 15-metre Gary Lyon just in his underpants being fanned. Well, I could hold an umbrella. Sammy Edmund could be waving a fan to keep him cool. Tim Watson giving him grapes.
You could have a lot of fun with it, actually.
I'm having a lot of fun watching you kick goals. Nick, can you tell me, what do you think about when you're kicking? Your style, your technique is spot on. I've had a few people in the past that have been great kicks tell me they don't think about anything. That's why they're good kicks. Do you have a routine mentally of things you think about?
Yeah, it's interesting. It might be hard to believe, but I still, that first shot I get in the game, I still get pretty nervous for when I've actually taken the mark. But I just take a few deep breaths. I suppose I just think about, like, the connection with the footy. Like, as long as you connect, your ball drops fine and you make good connection with the foot, it's going to go straight if you're facing that direction. So it's more about, I don't know. I don't pick something behind the goals. I've said in the past I like to take a bit of pace off the ball because I feel if I punt the ball too hard, it's the margin for error is greater and it can spray it off if your ball drop's not right. Whereas if you kick it a bit softer, it's going to go a bit straighter, I reckon, even if you don't make the best connection. But I'm just thinking about connecting with the footy. And then after that first, if that one goes through, I'm just thinking I'm on sort of today with most of my shots, so I've got good confidence going through. But, yeah, each game, that first shot I get, I'm always a little bit more nervous for, so I'm just thinking about the connection.
So if you're 30 metres out, your plan is just to kick it 40 because you think it'll correct itself if you if you're not spot on with how the ball meets your foot.
Yeah, if I'm 30, well, a lot of my shots are within 30. So I suppose that's why my percentage, accuracy percentage has been good in the past, is because I've also had those shots in a bit closer. But I find, you know, even if I don't, I really don't have to try kicking it that hard for it to make the distance. So I'm not even thinking a particular meterage, but like it's more, I'm going to make the distance here, no matter if I kick it pretty softly or really hard. So it's all about, I don't know, I may as well kick it a bit softer because it's going to more likely to go straight, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, and it's good to have it explained because I think more people need to investigate the good kicks in the game and work out what makes them good kicks. Hey, speaking of the mental side of the game, how did Clarko pick which players he took overseas to go and see the Golden State Warriors? I know that he took Harry Sheezel and a few others. How did he make the choice?
That's a good question because some first year boys missed out. I don't know who got the invite there, but he's got his favourites in Sheez and Georgie Wardlaw, and Blakey Drury went as well, another one of the first years in that year. But I don't know, actually. I reckon I think they all shared the same room as well, so they got pretty close, those boys. That's a good question. I'll have to ask them.
Did they live in a caravan? Did they stay in a caravan with Clarko for a little while? How did that work? That's what I was told, anyway.
I know they stayed in the same spot for a portion of it. I can't remember. Clarko talked it up as if it was five-star accommodation. I think they got there and they were a bit bewildered by what they were staying in. But I think they did a portion of the trip with Clarko. They went to a few sporting games, a few sporting facilities. He's got some good contacts over there and connections in the sporting world, which they loved. And then they did part of their own trip together. And I think there were a couple other boys as well from the club over in the States last off-season, and they linked up with them. So it actually looked like a pretty good trip.
You'll have to put your hand up for the next one. What is Clarko like? He's this old-school guy. He can't coach now like he coached the Hawks. He has to change his ways. You guys are kind of teaching him what 2024 looks like while he's teaching you the game.
Yeah, well, I mean, I really like his style. I think one of the best things about having him in charge is the belief in him, because he's done it before so well, and he's one of, if not the greatest coach the game's seen. He's definitely up there with the greatest. So it's like he knows what it looks like to get a club and get a club success. And I mean, even when he took over at Hawthorn, it's not like they were on top. They struggled for a bit when he took over, and you know that he helped build the list up with a lot of the other people. The other thing, he's got such great connections in the industry. He knows what a whole football department looks like to be successful, not just the on team. So it's like it's the stability he brings to the club, which is so reassuring for the players. And even when it's not going as we plan at certain times, it's calming knowing that he's at the helm and he knows what it looks like, and it's just a trust the process type of setup. So I think that, but he's also he's a deep thinker, Clarko. So I think he's a very emotionally intelligent person. So he knows, he's got a good gauge on how individuals are feeling, how folks are feeling, and he's good at that relationship piece and making it a good family club. So, but there's plenty to like about having him on board.
And that's, I know you said all that as not intending to be a whack at your old coach, obviously, but I know what it was like when Blighty walked into Geelong with all these ideas, and you think, well, that must be right because it's Blighty. Is that Clarko can kind of get away with something that might sound a bit weird, but hey, it's Clarko telling us, so it must be true.
It's a good point. I mean, even he's aware of that. So, I mean, when he came, that was one of the things he said. It's like, just because he's had success in the past doesn't mean everything he says is 100% correct. So that's another thing to sort of challenge. But I mean, early days, I think a lot of the boys were just like, everything Clarko says is gospel. But as you get to know him more and as we've built relationships with him, definitely you want to challenge him because he's not right 100% of the time. No one is. So no, you're definitely right with that. But it was that was more at the very start where everyone sort of, he's got that presence and aura about him where everyone's sort of going, oh my God, it's Alistair Clarkson, we got Alistair Clarkson on board, how good's this? And then you sort of, you want a balance between, you know, taking in everything he's saying, but also, you know, putting forward, because a lot of the playing groups got great ideas as well, and the other coaches, but he's good at taking those ideas on board as well, and he's very conscious of exactly what you're saying. So, yeah, that's definitely a thought we've all had.
Is it myth or truth that the ball, the corners, the ends of the ball are a bit hard? Jeremy Cameron's got this squeeze thing going at the moment that everyone else seems to want to do. Are the balls, are they actually slipperier than ever, or are they harder than ever?
Oh, it's interesting you say. The ball we had on the weekend, a bit of feedback, was actually a little bit flat. So when I noticed Jezza would do that with the ball, and I had done it here and there, but sometimes you get a really pointy sharing, so they obviously change them around when it goes behind the goals, and they're all pretty fresh footies. I think they get kicked in for one day of the week, or that week leading up to the game. So some of them get kicked in more than others. So some of them you get a real round sharing, others you get a real pointy one. On the weekend, it was actually pretty flat. So when you pushed it in from the sides, it actually made a fair difference to the ball, but sometimes it's really hard, so you have to push a bit harder. But I suppose for me, I'm just trying to get it less pointy because, again, I reckon it's definitely easier to kick a ball that's in a nicer shape than if it's too skinny. But, yeah.
Your loyalty, it's amazing, Nick. You'd be a rock star. You'd be on billboards. You'd be walking the red carpet at the F1 Grand Prix, you know, glamour on the grid if you're playing for another club.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. I've got more of a face for radio, Dwayne. I'm not a glamour on the grid type of operator. I've always loved North Melbourne. It's more the success I'd get, or the feeling I'd get of having success here after being at the place when it's been so difficult for the last five, six years is, turning that around and getting success after experience and all that would just give me so much more gratification and pleasure than, like, you know, running to a team that's already there. But no doubt it can be, it's been tough at times wrestling with that. But I think I'm just more hanging on to, I love the place. I loved it when I walked in. We had like history lessons by Anthony Stevens and Greggy Ryan. They walked us through the club in my first few years and told us the history of the place. We've got a big mosaic of all the, you know, great players, the marks they've left. And I don't know, that just stuck with me and rang true with me when, you know, I first got to the place and that latched onto me. So I have that. But then it's also, you know, I've been around for the hard times. I want to be around for the good times when it turns, and it's just going to be so good when it does. So it's chasing that feeling, which keeps us on board. But, it has been challenging at times.
You got your mate Zerha sorted out contract-wise. Are you going to stick around?
Yeah, man, I'm doing my best. I've been offering him a few paintings here and there, giving him a chop out on the feeds, getting him to come round, cooking some up. I think a lot of people are doing a lot of things to get him to sign on. But, I think he's just going to... it's his call. It's hard. He's a hard man to read sometimes, Zers. He's to himself. So, I'm confident that he'll stay. But it's his choice at the end of the day. And it'd be good to have that success with him.
And you got the scope this year. I mean, you're close and yet so far in a couple of games you've played so far. You've got this good group of young kids coming through where the light at the end of the tunnel is probably brighter than it's been for you for years now. I'm trying to work out how quickly we should expect your success. I did run into Harry Sheezel a few days ago, and he mentioned that the plan is to obviously make final. I mean, how quickly should we expect you guys to be successful?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, the expectation is that it turns as quickly as possible. But, you know, when that is, as you said, I mean, we've got the youngest list in the comp. We've definitely got the youngest team playing out there, I think, at the moment in the competition. So, but we wanted to turn around as much as possible. And as you said, like, I don't think I've played at North Melbourne where there's been as much talent on the list as there has this year. But you can have all the talent in the world. But I think another key thing, which is key to success, is playing together. So, I mean, you look at all the teams up the top of the ladder – and the games they've played with each other, there's just a strong correlation with those teams that are at the top and the teams that are down the bottom. It's just this synergy you get with playing with each other for games on end, and we don't have that at the moment. But as we grow together, because we're a tight-knit group and we're all young, we're all similar sort of age, we get along with each other really well, and it's a great feel and vibe down at the club. Everyone's really invested. I feel like that can turn pretty quickly for us because of the group we've got. So it's a matter of time before we gel together as a team, because at the moment there's a lot of talent all over the pitch, but it's a matter of getting the games together. So, I wish I had the answer for the exact amount of games it's going to take before the penny drops and we start clicking together for four quarters as a side. It's too hard to predict, but all I do know is you can just go to work again, double down each week, and try to make that process as quick as possible.
And one nasty one before you go, if you don't mind. I'm having some fun. This has been enjoyable to have a chat, dear. But I am curious, given how many people are talking about send-off rules right now. If that was a grand final of the Jimmy Webster, Jai Simpkin day, how do you think that would have transpired for the rest of the day with Jimmy still out there?
He
wouldn't have been sent off. If that was a grand final, he wouldn't have been sent off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind the sin bin rule. I think it could be more of a sin bin sort of setup like they do in the NRL. But yeah, you just hope those sort of, they're quite few and far between, those brain fade snap incidents. But you're right, when they do happen, it seems unfair that you go down a player because of, a careless sort of act like that. And they, still have the full list. So I'm all for a sin bin type setup where they lose the player as well for, I don't know, maybe a quarter or what, however it is, like they do in the NRL. What about you?
I think we'd have to investigate it and bring it in. For the extreme incident, yeah. Jimmy Webster on Jai Simpkin, that's send off for me. Maybe not the Peter Wright one, but certainly the Jimmy Webster one for me.
Yeah. I suppose the grey area is like where... because it'll be up to the umpires on the ground. It's just like what incident, gets that advantage, or what incident gets disciplined in that way. It could get grey, and then it's just like, oh, what about that act? And I don't know, it could have a waterfall effect from there. But I don't know, I'm definitely for the idea of it.
And before I let you go, you haven't posted much on Lark Work lately. If people want to go to your Instagram and see the quality of your work. It is exceptional, Nick. You're a craftsman who's good at your craft to the point that if you weren't playing footy, you could probably make a living out of it. If someone does want to employ you to do something over your summer, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, just DM us, I reckon. It would be the best way on that account. Appreciate that, Dwayne. Thanks for the shout-out. But send us a direct message. And I'll try to get back to you if I get a bit of time on the break.
Good on you, Nick. Great to have a chat to you, and good luck in the coming weeks. I can't wait to see you in action.
Thanks, Diane. Really appreciate it, mate. Have a good one.
Nick Larkey, superstar. So many texts coming through. Jeez, how good a bloke is Nick. What a great interview. Hope he gets his success. Larkey should be captain. Loving Nick Larkey on. Should be on with you every week. So if you want to jump on Instagram, it's Larkwork, LARKWORK. He hasn't posted anything for a while, but there's some really quality murals and paintings there on that if you want to check it out yourself. We'll take a break. Back with more of your calls and your texts after it. You're with Dwayne's World.